Number 12781, Sierra Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Center Avenue, Lot D41, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19883 Center Avenue in Rehoboth Beach, zoning district AR1, tax parcel district 334, map 13, parcel 310, unit 3375. The applicant is seeking six variances. The following are 7.5-foot from the 20-foot separation requirement between the shed and mobile home on Lot D39, a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement between a shed and a shed located on Lot E42, 13.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between mobile home and shed on Lot E42, 6.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between mobile home and the shed on Lot E42, a 3.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the HVAC and screen porch on Lot D43, and a 0.4 variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the mobile home and screen porch on Lot D43. We have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and 178 unanimous.
Welcome again.
Welcome, thank you.
And just for the record, this is Amy Bennett, who's been previously sworn in this evening.
Thank you. Okay, again, starting with the uniqueness of the property. The property is uniquely narrow, and the dimensions of the lot create a challenge placing the manufactured home. This lot was laid out with others in the communities in the 1950s and 60s prior to the current county requirements for separation distances, and the lots are small in comparison to the size of a modern manufactured home. We have selected a standard-sized floor plan for this home that is comparable with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to place the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot and the previous build-out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult to place a new home in the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while maintaining Sussex County's current zoning code. And that cannot otherwise be developed due to the uniqueness of the property. The property cannot be developed in a strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. I propose to place a normal width-size manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and a standard-sized shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and without the said variance, the property cannot be developed. That it's not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof, and the neighboring lots are also narrow, causing the neighboring development to be nearer to the lot lines and neighboring homes. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This proposal will not, nor will it permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. And we're seeking this variance to add to the conformity of the community, modernize the homes within the community, which will substantially add to the value and improve the characteristics of the community. Lastly, that these are the minimum variance requested in order to afford a relief, and they represent the least modifications possible. The home is the narrowest currently available and minimizes the need for variances on the property. That's all.
Questions?
The question I have on this one was the, obviously everything is very tight. Mm-hmm. The proposed shed itself, the distance between the side of the shed and the proposed new structure that would go in. I'm not sure I could get in there.
It's a minimum.
In order to maintain this.
I know that I've worked with our survey company previously. It's a minimum of 1 foot that they work with when they're trying to fit these on the lot.
And if we were to ask if the shed could be moved to give more than 1 foot, then we're changing the variance request on the corner of the property next door, correct?
Correct.
My opinion is the ability to be able to get and maintain the side of that shed. I mean, I'm looking at things that are 6 feet apart, and so whether it's 12'5" from the other or 10'5" from the other, in order to provide the maintenance of the proposed shed, that's one person's opinion. So you're saying that distance represents a foot?
Correct.
Okay.
Are there other sheds, to Dr. Carson's point, are there other sheds that have similar situations where they're that close to the house?
Yes, because of the, mm-hmm. the proximity of the lots.
Look at the one behind it. I mean, it looks like it's about a foot also, and they've got two sheds.
And that could be moved up and over a little bit, though, couldn't it?
We could move it forward to at least afford the 10-foot setback in the back. She'll
and
move it
over
closer
just
to that
scooch?
Corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scooching.
I think if you do that, you're going to create a greater need for variance from the
correct.
39. So.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Kind of.
It's kind of, you said it best earlier, it's pick your poison.
You just have to hire a really small person.
Mr. Sharp?
It looks to me like you've got a 16-foot wide, single wide that appears based on this, and I just want to make sure I'm right, that wherever you put it, you're going to be needing a separation distance. Is that right?
Correct.
And I'm guessing that there's existing utility lines in a driveway that run there, so you're trying to keep consistent with the historical development as well?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12781 for Sierra Village?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Questions? Anything else? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12781 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12781 for Sierra Village for the requested variances. The property has unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Next